The next item on the agenda is a presentation by the Board of Community Assistance for the BCA grant program. And I see that the general manager from the Casino Resort is with us tonight, and I'm assuming giving the presentation.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. My name is Martha Morales, and I'm the general manager of Valley Forge Casino Resort.
And hello, everyone. My name is Joyce Sarian, and I'm the vice president of casino operations at Valley Forge Casino.
It's our pleasure today to come and talk about our scholarship program and give you an overview of 2026, what we have going on. Here we go. So the BCA, this program was started in 2013 through a partnership with Upper Marion Township and Valley Forge Casino Resort. We honor nonprofits and 501c organizations and scholarships for juniors and seniors. In high school, we offer scholarship and grant money. To date, the Board of Community Assistance has awarded over $2 million since 2013. The members, appointed members are Brett Montage. He is the chairperson. We have Ms. Lydia Dan Sardinas, David Karen. Our supervisor liaison is Mr. Greg Walks, who is here with us. I'm not sure why he's not doing the presentation, but. And the Valley Forge representatives are myself, Martha Morales, and I have Joyce Sarian here, our casino operations vice president. And our staff liaison is Ms. Jerry Vitimo. Through date, for 2025, we received 70 total applications. We actually awarded 58, 39 to organizations, two to sports, and 17 to scholarships. Last year, we awarded $211,890. As you can see, through 2013 all the way till 2025, we've continued to grow. We started off strong in 2020 at 78, kind of dipped a little bit, but now we're in the up and up. Last year, we received 70 applications. Again, we honored 44, two to sports, and 27 scholarships. Also, our scholarships continue to grow year over year. So we're very happy about that. We've also awarded just a list of every year we've awarded more and more. We like to award those who have a great application for a grant for their nonprofit or 501c and also for students that put together great community projects. We don't award everyone, we award the best, but we continue to award more. Now I'm going to walk you through our process. We're going to walk you through the early review period for the scholarships. So, also, we have an applicant drop-in session for organizations and sports. We'll walk through what the organization and sports application looks like and then what the scholarship application looks like. So our process, so our application opened up November 20. It will be open through the 12th, March 12th of 2026. For our scholarships, juniors and seniors are able to apply, but they can also request for someone for our board member to review their scholarship, give them pointers. That's always great when we see juniors and seniors send in their scholarship to review. It just shows dedication, shows that they're very engaged and they want to put forth a great community project. We do have the drop-in meeting to answer any questions as well for any organization, any sports. They're in person. These will be held March 9th, 5:30 to 7:30 here at the Township Building in the Henderson Room. What the application looks like. So for your application for the organization and sport application, we need to know your project description, the scope, the impact. It must benefit Upper Marion residents and the Upper Marion community. We do, again, the more detail, the better. There are any nonprofit 501c organizations can apply. Our awards range from $500 to $20,000. However, there is a requirement for anything that's over $10,000, we require a 2% match. The project has to be completed within a year to make sure that we're able to see all the benefits and our residents get to see all the benefits. If you do not use the funds by December 1st of this year, we do ask you to return the monies. For our juniors and our seniors that are residing in Upper Marion Township, the scholarship application, we honor anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000. Most of our scholarship awards do range from $1,000 to $4,000. We do a Ronald G. Wagonman scholarship for $5,000. We award depending on how great the project is, and we'll also show you a little bit of how many hours each of the community projects must have in order to qualify for some of the monies. And we do one $10,000 scholarship, the General Von Steuben Scholarship. So eligibility, they do have to be seniors and juniors in good standing residing in Upper Marion Township and intending to apply for post-secondary education. They can be enrolled in any high school provided that they are a resident here in Upper Marion. And the great thing about it is that they don't have to go to a traditional two-year, four-year college. They can go to a trade school, a technical, vocational school for them to qualify for the scholarship. The application is a community service project plan. Again, we want to make sure that anything that we do award directly impacts our community. It has to be a service. The project has to be creative, good quality, impactful. We do require a sponsor to sign off on the project. The approval must be obtained. Why it's important for us to make sure that it's not the same project being done over and over again. We do require a transcript, letter of recommendations, any college acceptance, and a financial aid cover letter to make sure that who we award the monies to do actually need the financial assistance. The project that the students submit must be 15 community hours. That is the minimum. And again, we have to make sure that they obtain approval from the BCA. We need to make sure there are sufficient and impactful quality projects that will directly affect our community. And just one more time, if we've done it before, we will not do it again. So be creative. For seniors, they have 6 months to complete. I think that's the most important thing. You have to complete your project in order for you to receive the check. For juniors, they do have until their senior year, so they get a little bit more time. So we do 9 months. We do encourage juniors to start now. The project requirements, again, the form, there's a lengthy form that I believe it's in this deck. We have to have the project completion report and a verification letter that you actually completed. So it's very important for us to see the project all the way through in order to distribute the money. We don't have it all. It's pretty lengthy, but we're here to help you. And these are the hours here, and as far as how much money we can award. If you do a smaller project of 15 hours, it's $1,000 to $1,500, and it goes all the way up to $10,000. In order to qualify from anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000, you must have a 50-hour project. The award payments. The payments are contingent to you, to the student completing their project. And when we disperse the checks, they go directly into the college. You're directly to the college. They will not go directly to the students. So our due dates, very, very important. All applications are due March 30th at 5 p.m. the recommendation announcement. So we go through all of the applications, but by May 14, you will know who actually was honored all of the scholarships. But we will also send you a notification letter and also an email with an invitation for you to come and receive your award at Valley Forge Casino. So we do host a reception where we honor all of the students and the organizations, their grant money or scholarship money, June 3rd, 2026. So very excited to host it again. Thank you very much. And all of this information is on our website, so if I went through fast or you weren't able to see it, you can go to the Upper Marion Township website and pull all this information.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, let me first and foremost start off with saying that the reason I didn't do the presentation is because I would not have done it as well as you did it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the presentation, as always. Thank you so much for Valley Forge Casino Resort and Boyd Gaming's ongoing support for the BCA and for our community. I only have two or three comments. I do read every application, and you know, I even though I don't say that much when it comes to the BCA members and what they decide to do in regards to the application, I have it in my mind sometimes as to what I would do. And usually I'd like to think I'm relatively in the same ballpark, but on occasion I'm surprised. The reason I'm mentioning that is if you have any doubt as to whether or not you should submit an application for either a scholarship or for a grant for an organization, please submit an application. You don't know who's going to see the application, which one of the five members of the BCA, and might be intrigued by it or might lean in that direction. Just as importantly, especially if you're applying for a grant, feel free to reach out to the BCA members. There is nothing wrong with contacting a member of the BCA and asking, hey, you know, I'm thinking about applying. I represent this organization. I'm asking for this amount of money for this project. What do you think? What can make this application stronger? There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you don't know any of the BCA members or are not comfortable doing it yourself, you can reach out to me and I will put you in contact with a member of the BCA. I would also encourage you, if you're applying for a grant, to attend the meeting on March 9th. That's the open house that's being held here at the Upper Marion Township Building. I know that BCA members, when deliberating about applications, have actually been predisposed in cases where they were undecided to giving grants to organizations that attended that because it showed that they were interested in trying to do the right thing and they were really putting forth the effort. Also, I know that Chair Montiek was recently in the Upper Marion Area School District, Upper Marion Area High School, and did a presentation for juniors and seniors about the BCA. And yes, if you're a junior or senior interested in applying for a scholarship to continue your education after you graduate high school, you can also reach out to Mr. Montiek or any other members of the BCA. And that's all I have, and I look forward to reading all the applications, and thank you, and I will see you relatively soon.
Us too. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for that presentation. And Greg, I just have one question. For a junior that was awarded a scholarship during their junior year, are they eligible to apply in their senior year and get a double award?
Yes, right now they are. I will try to give the abbreviated answer. That's the very abbreviated answer. If you receive a von Steuben scholarship for $10,000 as a junior and you come back and apply as a senior, my best guess is that the BCA is probably not going to be inclined to give you a second scholarship. But what if you're a junior and you receive $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, but you did a bang up job with your project, or maybe financial circumstances have changed at home. Currently, that is why you are still eligible for applying as a junior or senior. It's a point of discussion ongoing with the BCA, but right now, yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.